Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
James Bondi podcast.
With Matthews, Myra, and Gourley. Matthews, Gourley, and Myra, podcast of James Bond.
Welcome to the James Bonding podcast. I'm Matt.
And I'm Matt as well. Gourley, that is. Texas yeah. Tea, black gold.
Well, the first thing you know, old Jed's a millionaire.
Did we do this once before?
Where we ran into Texas. Why does it... What prompts your brain to slide into the Beverly Hillbillies theme?
Gourley, that is.
Ah, there it is.
Oil, okay. That is, yeah.
Yeah, all yeah. Right. Well, that's Matt Gourley. I'm Matt Myra. Welcome to James Bonding. We hope you're all having a wonderful between Christmas and New Year's. This episode drops the day after Christmas, Boxing Day, for everyone out there who celebrates it.
That's right. Get on your gloves, hit the ring, go a couple of rounds with your family and friends this holiday season.
Oh, no, man, huh? I don't think that's what it is.
It isn't?
No, I think it's actually a day where they go out with an X-Acto blade and they cut down all the boxes from Christmas and then put them into a recycling bin.
No, I don't think that's what it is either.
Nope, pretty sure that's what it is.
I don't think so. It's where everybody gets together, family and friends, and they watch the movie The Box.
No, actually, I think it's when everybody gets together in front of a webcam and opens things from Christmas.
That's
and
right.
Describe it in great detail.
Well, we've gotten together today in front of a webcam as we record this remotely because it is between Christmas and New Year's. And so we're going to do what we find to be an interesting topic here, but also one that's very interestingly visual, so you can follow along on your own phone or computer as we go. But we,
if you have the artwork of James Bond book that came out a couple years ago, that'd be a nice way for you to follow along too.
But you
essentially,
You can actually go to 007.com/galleries/bond-posters, or just Google Bond posters, because what we're going to do is talk through the official posters of each of the Bond films, because some of the amazing artwork by Robert McGinnis that then transitions into photographic artwork.
Into mediocre photograph artwork.
Is worth talking about, but also a good topic between Christmas and New Year's when most people aren't listening to podcasts anyway.
Yeah.
But if you are here, if you're listening now, that means you're one of the people that care.
Yeah, it was either this or audio commentary tracks for all of Remington Steel. So we decided, you know what, let's get real.
Let's give our true listeners a deep cut.
Yeah. So we're talking about all the official movie posters, and the only way to find the official movie posters is to go to 007.com, because quite frankly, there's 400 versions of each poster.
Right.
You know, I'm fascinated that Dr. No, well, not, let's not start there. Let's just start with 007.com. I'm fascinated that they aren't listing the British quads as the official posters.
These are more like the one sheets.
Yeah, these are the American one sheets, which were quite large. They're, how big are they? 27 by 41, I believe, is your average one sheet size.
Do you have any of the one sheets?
I do. I have a Skyfall one sheet hanging here. There's a Casino Royale one sheet that is not framed. I have a Quantum of Solace one sheet. I have a GoldenEye pre-release one sheet that just said next coming Christmas. And then I have, I've had my eyes on a You Only Live Twice subway poster that is massive, that is him being bathed by the women, you know, the and I want to get it, but I have no wall space, so I'm going to wait until I actually move to a place that has wall space.
Oh, okay. I've got Spy Who Loved Me official poster. I think it's a one sheet. I'm curious about that term one sheet. I had to look it up here. It just means it's a single document that summarizes a product for publicity and sales. One sheet.
Oh, well, there you go. You know, because sometimes they'd be like, you'd have, you know, if you think about old department stores, you know, I'm talking like Miracle on 34th Street department stores.
Oh, God, I love those.
You'd have yourself a, like a product, maybe like a perfume bottle, right? You know, you'd have that sheet, and then next to it would be all this text. Would be about like how your man will love you more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I assume a one sheet is one of those. Any advertising professionals out there who care to correct us, bother Emily.
You know what famous one sheet I have?
What?
Revenge of the Jedi.
Oh, that's right. That used to adorn your staircase in your old home.
Yeah.
And where is it now? I haven't seen it.
Well, it's not up right now because we just had limited wall space here. But I think when we maybe want to turn the garage into kind of an office of some kind, I would hope it would go up there because that's just a thing of beauty.
That's a quality item you have there.
My parents had the foresight to get that because I was a young lad in the Star Wars fan club, and you'd get these newsletters called the Bantha Tracks, and you could buy like Luke's Bespin fatigues or Han Solo's Empire jacket, not the snow jacket, but just the kind of long sleeve jacket. And they said, like, here, we're selling these limited one sheets when we were calling the film Revenge of the Jedi before it turned to Return of the Jedi. Get them now. And they bought two of them. One of them disappeared, and I have one framed now.
They were brilliant. That's amazing foresight.
I know.
I wish I had foresight like that.
But I don't know how they would have even seen it. Like, I don't recall my parents ever being interested in saying, like, hey, did you get the new Bantha Tracks? Let me take a look at it this quarter. I don't know how that happened.
Was it a Christmas gift or
what? No, it was really like an investment. Like, it must have been my dad. He must have somehow seen it and gone, I'm no idiot. Let's get in on that. He always had a good business sense. So, but I wish I could remember more. And I scoured the garage year after year looking for that second one, and I've still never found it.
I think one day you're going to find it.
I hope.
I'm really proud of you, Matt, for having that poster and for not putting it up yet.
Yeah, it'll go up. It's still framed, though. It's in good shape since I put it in a frame, but I hate to say, as a kid, I think I did like thumbtack it up on my wall, so it's not like in mint condition or anything.
Is it linen backed? You might want to linen back that thing.
No, I don't believe so. What does that do?
It preserves it, so it doesn't fox or anything like that.
Oh,
so when you have a high quality movie poster, like say a, you know, like I have an original Jaws poster.
It's ooh,
the best poster I own. That one, I had the linen back because I wanted to preserve it.
Oh.
Yeah, Matt, I'm looking at these posters right now on eBay. You want one in decent shape, you're looking at $2,000 to $4,000.
For a Revenge of the Jedi?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's good to know. I would never part with it, though, because it's also just so sentimental of that time.
Yeah, and I think what we're here to do is to tell everyone that, you know, invest in posters for your children. It'll pay off.
Forget bonds, CDs,
Bitcoin,
posters.
Yeah, that's right, everybody.
I would love that if in Die Hard, when they open up the vault and they just pull out a bunch of folded one sheets of classic movie posters.
Citizen Kane.
The Thin Man.
If you want, there's a brand new audio commentary track out for Die Hard, Matt. I don't know if you're aware, but some of the people involved in the film actually sat down and recorded audio commentary track.
That's right. Alan Rickman himself, Hans Gruber, plus Wilhelm von Stromberg and Hans Böhringer, who played two of the German criminal terrorists, sat down for Super Ego Cinema to talk about the entire film.
Wow. How would one go about listening to that?
You just go to StitcherPremium.com/SuperEgo and use the promo code SuperEgo to get 30 days free. And you can also get cinema commentary for The Man with the Golden Gun with Hervé Villechaize, Christopher Lee, Roger Moore, and Ian Fleming.
Wow. I really thought you were taking my lead and helping us out, but you used the wrong promo code. This is the James Bonding podcast. Oh, yeah. Use the promo code Bond.
Right. You know what? Dealer's choice.
Whoever you feel like supporting. All right, so let's talk about these posters. Let's talk about all 24 James Bond posters. We're starting, of course, with 1962's Dr. No, which
I have
stylistically,
to say, Matt, sorry. When we set out today to talk about, like, pick a good topic that would work well, you know, for in between Christmas and New Year's, we were a little lukewarm on this. But I'm looking at these posters now. I'm excited about this topic. I can't wait to talk about it.
Neither, of course, can Margot the Fat Cat.
That's right. I had to open the door because she's meowing.
Bo is fast asleep on our bed. He knows that he's not supposed to be on there.
And that's good.
Since I haven't bothered going back there, he's really maxed and relaxing. So, Matt, should we talk about them in order?
Yeah, we don't need to rank them or anything. I think we can just go through them because their styles change as the times change. And I'm even looking at this first Dr. No One, and what I love about it is this high-quality photo. You can enlarge it and see that this is actually a photo of a poster because it's got the folding creases on it, which is really cool.
Yeah, and that is that's how they shipped everything back in the olden days. They didn't roll in tubes. They were folded.
Why? Now, when do you think that changed? Like, it seems like it would
changed
only take...
in the late 70s.
Why wouldn't some enterprising young person figure that out pretty quickly? Like, I guess they didn't really care.
Yeah, they didn't care. These are all meant to be thrown away. Yeah. No one would have thought that eventually, if you wanted to buy a Dr. No movie poster, you would be paying thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, how much is this 007 Dr. No poster?
Do you have that info? There is a... I'm looking at a linen-backed one right now on eBay, but the picture quality is not great. You know, I can't tell how good of condition it actually is, but you're looking at over $5,000. I've seen these in really good condition go for $20,000.
Wow. Well, let's take a second to describe this. So it has a white background. There's text at the top in a bunch that says, "Now, ... 4 dots, meet the most extraordinary gentleman spy in all fiction, James Bond, Agent 007. And it's an interesting...
You forgot there were 7 dots between all fiction, James Bond.
007 dots. Yeah. And then it says 007 with the gun on the 7. And then below that is a like charcoal drawing of Sean Connery, but then you get to what look like photograph or like photocopy colored reproductions collaged on there. And then below that is Ian Fleming's Dr. No, the title, and a little bit of illustration at their feet that shows different scenes from the movie. It's very 60s.
Which is actually something I didn't notice until today. I did not notice that below James Bond is Dr. No. And then we have the scene on the Crab Key Beach. And then we have the scene, I believe... The Three Blind Mice. And then, of course, James Bond playing his game. And then the reactor. And then what looks like... a guy named Phil and maybe his wife, Jane.
No, that's Bond and Honey.
Oh, is it?
And then next to the title is another 007. And this is great. There's a little description that says the double, quote, O means he has a license to kill when he chooses, where he chooses, whom he chooses.
Who issues these licenses? Is it like an international thing where you're like, okay, well, I guess we'll let this guy kill anyone he wants, whenever he wants?
I guess. But it's interesting because these would have been printed, you know, like in separate silkscreen printing. So the colors are very simple. Like there are 4 girls behind him. One's yellow, one's kind of purple, one's kind of pink and fuchsia. Interesting.
I think that it takes a turn here when we get to From Russia with Love. And it's a turn that I've noticed this trend in 60s posters. particularly in franchisey type things, like, you know, like if you look at the Hard Day's Night poster, or if you look at the for instance, this From Russia With Love poster, they end up with just a shit ton of text.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're just like, you're supposed to stop and read it and go, oh, yeah, he does have incredible women, enemies,
it seems more
and
like
adventures.
The back of a hardcover book or something. Like,
yeah. So with this one, you're seeing another drawing of him and photos on the side, and the photos all are of things that happen in the movie. They're really emphasizing the gypsy fight.
Yeah, they are, the women. And the description says, even bigger than the title, really, is meet James Bond, secret agent 007, his new incredible women, his new incredible enemies, his new incredible adventures.
Now, by this time, though, it's a hit, right? The Bond franchise is huge. That movie makes $1 million, Dr. No. I feel like they could have done with less text.
Also, they've scrimped on the colors this time because they've just got black and grayscale for the photos and then kind of like a maroon, and that's it. That's all you're getting on this one.
Yeah, but boy, oh boy, do they deliver with color when we get to Goldfinger.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. They also make up a sentence, which is everything he touches turns to excitement.
Now, this one is primarily photographs, but they've done that thing where, like, what I imagine, some lovely guy in a, like, slate gray lab smock sitting there with colored pencils and kind of does a retouching drawing over the photograph, like anything you would see in an ad from the 60s, you know, that kind of looks half photograph, half illustrated. They've drawn over it, and I just love that kind of artwork.
I'm surprised that a surprising thing about this poster, which, you know, the Goldfinger poster, by all rights, should be very cool. This is not that cool.
Yeah, it's three photos basically of Connery on top of each other with a black background and then the you know, gold Jill Masterson lying down on the floor and her butt's covered by one of the Connery photos.
Yeah, so you don't even get that.
No, it says James Bond is back in action. Everything he touches turns to excitement.
Surprising thing about this poster, though, is how large a credit Gert Frobe and Honor Blackman got.
Yeah, look at that. They really do, huh?
I guess they really just wanted to say pussy galore on the poster.
Although her character name is significantly smaller than her real name.
James Bond is back in action with pussy galore. I mean, that would have been a way better poster.
Yeah.
I don't see how you... I don't see how they don't go with that.
I know. At the end of this, we're going to have to pick our favorite.
All right. Well, it's time for our least favorite movie.
Oh.
That's
Although
right.
Not my least favorite poster.
It is a beautiful, beautiful poster. The best poster we've seen so far, Matt.
I agree. Now, we're getting into the Robert McGinnis artwork here, who is a poster artist famous for his Bond posters. He also did Breakfast at Tiffany's, and he's just got that unbelievable, like, sleek physiqued character drawings. It's amazing.
It's literary James Bond with Sean Connery's head.
Yeah. It says, look up, look down, look out. There are three full color illustrations of Bond, one in a jetpack, one underwater, and one with the women.
Hence the look up, look down, and look out.
That's great. And also, we should mention that the word look has a red L, white O, and the K is part 7, and the other part of the K that isn't a 7 is red, so the 007 just jumps right out at you. That is that's brilliant.
I love your description of these posters.
I know.
Really...
I know, this is the strangest podcast ever, but
what you'll be seeing right now is an image that is James Bond with his jetpack, like he's flying. There's flames coming out. You know, he doesn't have a helmet on as he does in the movie.
This is really a companion piece to the visual tour you should be taking along with us. It's kind of like a museum audio tour.
Yeah, like if you're ever at the Louvre and you pay for the Nintendo DS audio tour, which is the most confusing thing I've ever used in my life.
What?
This is it. Have you been to the Louvre since the, I don't know, how, probably the last 5 years?
No.
The tour is on a Nintendo DS. The 3DS, actually.
Oh, wow.
And you plug your headphones into it, and you walk around, and, like, the map is sort of interactive, and then, like, but it's hard to, like, figure out where you are in the museum, and it's hard to figure out, like, what, how to actually work it. It's the most confusing audio tour I've ever taken
in my life. You should just play Pokemon Go in there.
Well, believe me, some kids seem to be not paying any attention to the beautiful art.
It's worth tracking down some of these other prints Robert McGinnis did for Thunderball. They're truly incredible. If you kind of Google that, there's some like sketches of them too, where it's just Bond standing around with a spear gun and he's flanked by fully nude naked women for the sketch. And then you could tell when he kind of like settled on the actual print, he put somewhat bikinis on these women. But there's also the one where he's getting massaged and he's just lying face down naked and his butt sticking up and he's got tan lines. They've all got tan lines. McGinnis is very careful to make sure all the women and men have tan lines in their nudity.
So one sheet of Thunderball, you can take that home right now on the Electronic Bay for $27.95.
Really? What was From Russia with Love and Goldfinger? Are those on there as well?
You know, the Goldfinger one is not that pricey. I've looked at it before. I think you can actually get a pretty reasonably priced one. Let me just triple check here. Now, again, linen backed, you're looking at $2,000 for a Goldfinger. And From Russia with Love, I've had such a hard time finding it. You know, it's my favorite of the movies. You're running, let's see, let me just triple check here. I feel like the versions I've been looking at have been extraordinarily expensive, and I have not actually, there's a couple they did with art, the foreign ones, and a lot of the posters were done as double bills. So you'd have your Dr. No and From Russia with Love screening back to back in those times. You can get there's an original one sheet for $900 right now.
Wouldn't you love to have,
there's some corners missing.
Oh, wouldn't it be amazing to have a house big enough where you had this super long hallway where you could put all of the official posters in a row, but then
yes, it would
consider that in your lifetime, there's going to be probably another 10 to... Oh, do we only have 10 Bond films left in our life? I just got a glimpse of my own mortality.
Oh, no.
The day after Christmas. You would have to build your hallway long enough to accommodate all the future Bond
films. At the current Craig Broccoli Wilson rate, we probably have one more left.
Oh shit,
the way they I mean it's crazy.
Yeah,
it really is crazy. I think, oh boy, this From Russia with Love poster might not still be there when you guys get this podcast.
This is a great poster.
Might be in Matt's house.
Wait, but I'm talking about Thunderball. Wait, so are you gonna pick up that From Russia with Love poster?
Well, I mean,
how much is it?
$900.
Still a lot for a piece of paper.
Yeah, but it becomes a work of art once you get it linen-backed and framed. You know what? Frames are too expensive. I'm going to pass.
Okay, fair enough.
Thunderball is my favorite so far, but the You Only Live Twice one is pretty good. It's Little Nelly doing her best while James Bond casually sits in her holding his gun.
I know. He's posing in Little Nelly during the heat of an action sequence. And I this is beginning the run of full-on illustrated and painted Bond posters, which, oh, man, they'll never be a heyday as good as this. I get a little tired of the photo thing that you see now.
Yeah. I like the last... The Last Jedi poster I like, which
photo. Star Wars has always been great about that, with even the Drew Struzan posters and the indie posters, keeping that thing alive.
Yeah.
I love that.
But the Thunderball one, what I enjoy the most about it is James Bond is, there's a smaller James Bond to the side on the bottom where he's holding a space helmet.
And a gun, and he's standing between the split word twice in the title, You Only Live Twice.
And twice is the only way to live.
What does that mean?
That's what it says.
I know. That's great.
I don't know what it means.
Now, for a poster of this kind, I don't know. It's probably not my favorite of them. I don't know. There's something a little too jarring about Bond posing for the camera and doesn't even have his hands on the controls of his little Nelly while explosions are going on around him.
Yeah, but I think that is the... That just shows how good he is at flying. You know?
Look how adamant they are about Connery being James Bond. It says Sean Connery is. Sean Connery and James Bond are in red, but is in black, and it's underlined. You have no choice.
There's a lot of different variations of this poster. And, you know, my favorite, as we discussed on the episode we did, my favorite is the one where he's being bathed.
Yeah.
I just find that one to be very funny. But there's also some great works of art where you're seeing the inside of the launch facility, the inside of the volcano. And James Bond is like somehow holding himself up. Like I'm trying to figure out how I can let Matt see this. I'm going to send this to you, Matt, so you can take a look at what I'm looking at right now.
Isn't it funny too how adamant they are that Sean Connery is James Bond, only to give him away the next movie and he isn't James Bond.
I think they were just trying their best to make Connery as happy as they could.
Poster was all for Connery's sake.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what you got here.
Yeah. Take a look at that. He's like...
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
It's him, like, holding himself up with his feet.
Right.
While still posing.
But he's got ninja socks on, and he's like, his toe is separated like ninja shoes are, and he's articulating with his big toe so strongly to grab onto that like ladder rung, but he's literally sideways walking along the rim of this thing. But the perspective in this thing is incredible. Yeah. That's an amazing, amazing painting. That must be Robert McGinnis too. I don't know.
This is a style A on linen.
That's incredible.
All right. Well, Listen, You Only Live Twice, I think, is very good, but I think so far, Thunderball is my favorite.
Yeah, same. If you are looking to take your podcast listening to the next level, check out Stitcher Premium.
They have a great holiday deal going on for a limited time that you will not want to miss.
Get 30% off Stitcher Premium when you go to stitcher.com/premium and use promo code Jingle.
Oh, Stitcher Premium gives you so much. It gives you access to hundreds of podcasts, exclusive shows, bonus episodes, and comedy albums.
You can listen to the latest season of Wild Horses with Lauren Lapkus, Stephanie Allen, Aaron Whitehead, and Mary Holland.
They sit down in front of a live studio audience and have a hilarious conversation with celebrity guests like Natasha Lyonne, Karen Kilgariff, Georgia Hardstark, and Conan O'Brien. Oh yeah, and they do improv.
That's right. They're fantastic, they're funny, they're fabulous, and they're female.
That's all true.
I just had to get all F's in.
Yeah, I understand.
Try it out for yourself. Go to stitcher.com/premium and use promo code Jingle for 30% off.
Do it. All right. Here we are.
They just love this pose of where you hold a gun up next to your face.
Yeah.
Your elbow of that arm on your hand, like basically like a mall portrait pose.
That's the James Bond pose. You know, whenever I think of James Bond, I always think of that pose. It's the early drawings, you know, with that German gun that he used to use.
Yeah.
But this one is so 1969.
Oh, this is already my second favorite, though. I love it.
Well, it might be my favorite because of Telly Savalas at the bottom of it in his bobsled firing at James Bond.
That's right. It says far up, far out, far more. James Bond 007 is back. They don't say anything about a new Bond.
Right.
Though the picture is very clearly Lazenby. It's not even a generic Bond.
I think it's terrific.
Yeah, it's great.
I really think it's very funny because you have the explosion of the facility. You have everyone firing machine guns at Diana Rigg, who's in a hot pant sort of situation on skis, and James Bond, of course, is on skis in a tuxedo.
Full tuxedo, and they are also both like jumping out of the picture, so they transcend the world of the snow and enter your very own heart and soul.
Great movie, great poster.
Yeah, that's
you know
great.
What? I'm going to give this poster a 006.
Oof, yeah, I'm with you. That's good.
All right. So James Bond, of course, as we all know, was then replaced by Sean Connery.
I'm so glad we're doing this because I don't know that I've ever really looked this closely at these posters. This Diamonds Are Forever one is bonkers. Connery is doing his pose with his gun up by his face and his arms crossed. He's flanked by two gorgeous kind of showgirls, but they are all perched on the claw of the moon buggy that is jutting up into the sky out of the water from the oil derrick, and they are like haloed by the satellite. This thing's crazy.
It's spectacular. The only thing that I feel like it's missing is any sort of semblance of acknowledging the Las Vegas of it all.
Or really a diamond. I know there's diamonds in the satellite, but you'd think they would put a big diamond in there.
Well, you see the woman to his right is holding...
Oh, right. Okay,
or
yeah.
To his left, rather, is holding a pile of diamonds.
I think that's a giant palm full of cocaine.
But I have never noticed... Why is this poster so long, Matt?
I don't know. It really is. It's long and thin. It says Sean Connery as James Bond. Diamonds are forever, 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 forever. Wow.
But they've done a great job of conveying his toupee.
Yeah, and his tan.
Yeah.
This one's incredible. I mean, why would they put him on the buggy arm? That is so strange.
I think they wanted to show that there is a moon buggy in this.
I guess, but...
You know, what's very popular at this time was, of course, moon landings.
I suppose, but you don't even realize it's the moon buggy, though, because the moon buggy's so far back in the perspective, it just looks...
I got to be 100% honest with you. I've never noticed that until just now.
Me either.
Until you looked at it and said that he's being held up by the moon buggy.
Who's driving the moon buggy right now?
Oh, well, you know, as we've seen in previous Bond posters, he doesn't really have to be controlling any vehicles he's in.
Yeah. Look, out of the helicopters are jumping frogmen. That's not really anything from the movie. Did frogmen jump out of helicopters in that movie? I guess, maybe. I don't remember.
Doesn't he end up on a raft at the end? Don't they send people after him? We'll find out next week.
In 2 weeks. By the way, we're taking next week off for the holidays, but we'll be back in 2 weeks with Diamonds Are Forever.
And I think after you hear this episode, you're going to be pretty happy we took a week off.
No, this is fun. Also, look above the satellite. There's just one spaceman floating in space up there. Do you see that?
Is this the craziest poster yet? Yes.
So far, yeah. I love
it. It's the craziest poster yet because we officially aren't counting the alternative You Only Live Twice where he's holding himself up with his big toe.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love the liberties they're taking here. Okay.
All right. Matt, it's time. It's time for Roger Moore. It is time for Live and Let Die.
This is a great poster. This has always been one of my favorites. Composition of it.
Well, incredible. Anytime you can convey the fact that an alligator could swallow a whole boat and then those boats could fly out of that alligator's mouth.
That is happening in this poster.
Quite frankly.
Two boats are jumping out of an alligator's mouth. Maybe three.
So we're back to this pistol again. We're back to this Sean Connery James Bond pistol.
Yeah. It's kind of like a Ruger or a Walther P-38 with a long barrel.
Yeah, I have never noticed until this very moment, Matt, that the eye in Live and Die is a knife.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I've never noticed that.
Yeah. There's no slogan on this one, just the title. But the composition is you've got Roger Moore in the center looking great. And then behind him is kind of like a cascade of tarot cards with the different characters from the movie. I like this one because it's a little more conceptual. This is a good one. Oh, boy.
I have to ask, the devil, right? Is the devil holding a voodoo doll of James Bond?
Oh, it looks like it. And the devil is just some seductress, too.
With a snake around her.
Yeah. And also, what is...
Why are there like, so many Solitaire, sharks back there?
Solitaire is sitting on the barrel of a gun, but is that James Bond behind the gun, like a 50 caliber or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is that anything from the movie? Am I forgetting something?
I don't think it's from the movie.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, there's sharks behind.
You know, and thank God J.W. Pepper made the poster.
Wait, is this the spot J.W. Pepper? Hold on, where is he? In the police car?
Yeah.
Yeah, there he is, a little bit. Yeah. There's just tons of boats colliding with police cars. That's the whole thing at the bottom.
Well, I think when I describe this movie to people, I always say, you know, it's along with the boats and the police cars. This is great. This is a great poster. I also enjoy the fact that it's a title song composed by Paul and Linda McCartney.
Yeah.
And sung by Paul McCartney and Wings.
It's still worth mentioning that all the photos to this point, all the posters have been creased. You can still see all the nice creases in them.
Yeah. I'm very excited about this, Matt. I'm really enjoying all the detail I've never seen in my life.
I know. I knew it. This is a great idea. I'm glad I thought of it.
Oh, my God. Hello, Man with a Golden Gun.
Yeah. This is a poster I'm very familiar with, but again, I don't think I've ever really looked into the detail here. There's a lot going on.
Well, of course, Knick Knack is the first thing my eye is drawn to somehow.
Yeah.
Because he is he pointing at Christopher Lee with the solar agitator or
it's hard to say.
Can't quite tell. And of course I've never noticed the car above Roger Moore's head to the left.
Doing the corkscrew flip.
Yeah, I've never seen that.
Doing the smoke behind it is swirled like a corkscrew.
I've never noticed that martial arts schoolgirls are on the poster.
Maude Adams is pointing off into the distance in a strange way.
These are great posters.
Look how voluptuous they made Britt Eklund too.
You know, they just want to get butts in the seats.
That's right, and butts on the posters.
Butts on the seats, butts in the posters, and quite frankly, something to notice, of course, is that Roger Moore gets top billing above James Bond, Roger Moore as James Bond 007, whereas George Lazenby got no such billing.
And did he did on Live and Let Die as well. He gets side by side, the same size as James Bond in Live and Let Die. Yeah.
This is now top billing.
Now, this is not one of my favorite posters. There's something clunky about the composition. It's a little muddied or something. I don't know. What do you think?
Is it the giant golden gun?
Yeah, that's part of it. But I don't know. Just something about this one. Although it feels very appropriate for the movie. It's like stylistically still just very kind of crammed together and a little messy or something. I don't know.
The Man with the Golden Gun poster, I believe... I've been watching one for years now for $400. It's been listed that long. You can get. See, I like the British quad sheets; those are better looking to me. But you can get a linen backed Man with the Golden Gun for $995.
Wow. I was just going to say it's interesting because Scaramanga is just a tiny little head off to the left in this thing. But then when you look at the poster, it's actually the whole poster is
from his point of view. Yeah.
Which is weird why they put him on there in the first place. They had to get a little bit. He looks more like Ian Fleming than Christopher Lee.
Maybe it is Ian Fleming.
Yeah. I don't know. Interesting. It's an interesting experiment, this poster.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Spy Who Loved Me poster, which, of course, I have the... I have an Italian poster of this hanging in my living room.
I've seen that. Yeah.
This is as 1969 as the Honor Majesty's Secret Service poster was. This poster is so smack in the 70s.
Yeah, it's got a lot of rainbow trailing lines. The style is really interesting. It's kind of like almost like Art Nouveau or something.
I have to ask,
like
why were orange orange, yellows, and browns thrown together so much in the 70s?
I don't know, but I
what was it?
I don't
what
know.
What was it?
I think they love them together in the same combination. A lot of browns and rusts, although this poster has a lot of blue in it because there's a water part, but it says the biggest, it's the biggest, it's the best, it's Bond and beyond.
Did they do that to make it rhyme?
I don't know, but they also put hyphens between the letters and beyond, almost like you're supposed to spell it.
B-E-Y-O-N-D, beyond. So,
have you ever seen the poster for the Charles Bronson movie, St. Ives?
No.
It's kind of similar to this, and I just love it. I've never seen that movie, and I love the poster. It's worth a Google.
I'm Googling it.
St. Ives, Charles
Bronson. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, I just love the way, like, this, the cigarette smoke trails off in that kind of...
Oh, that is a very cool aesthetic.
Yeah.
But it's so 70s. Look at the size of his collar.
But it's also Art Nouveau, like... I don't know. There must have been some kind of resurgence or something. I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of the Spy Who Loved Me photo poster for some reason.
I have to agree with you. And I think it's... I mean, you're getting the submarines. You're getting the underwater city. You're getting the Atlantis. You're getting the Lotus. You're getting the Cairo, Egypt of it all. You know, it's painting a nice picture of what the movie is.
Yeah.
You know, of course, up to the left, the corner there, you have James Bond riding the first jet ski.
Mm. You know what? It may be that it's very, for the most part, symmetrical, which I never quite love in designs. I don't know. Like, you could just fold this thing over like a... Remember those Mad fold-ins?
Yes, of course.
This feels like one of those. Like, you could cut out the middle and you would get a different picture.
That was such a silly question, Matt. Who doesn't remember Mad Folded?
I don't know. There might be some people out there, but those things... I tried to make one of those myself once.
Oh, did you?
Maybe it's time to bring those back. I love those things. Mad's probably still doing them, for all I know.
Yeah, they probably are.
They should never let that go.
All right. I want to talk about this Moonraker poster. Quite frankly, it's... you know, when I think of James Bond posters, this one might pop into my head first all the time.
I'm not a fan of this one. I don't think the...
What don't you like about it? Is it a spacesuit?
No.
Is it Holly Goodhead?
I think it's that they try to put little picture tableaus in the different panels of the space station, and it's clunky. I don't think the artwork is as good as the other illustrations. I don't know who did this one, but it's clearly someone different.
That's a bold statement. What if it's not?
I feel like I can tell this artist, nothing against him or her, just doesn't have the deftness of pencil touch.
Okay, but look at his spacesuit. He has J Bond 007 on his spacesuit.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Jaws makes two of the three photo, or the little illustration.
Well, collages. You know, everyone, you had to let everyone know he was back. So that they would come see the movie. Because he's obviously the most popular being ever to exist in a James Bond film.
That's true. Where all the other Bonds end, this one begins. What does that mean?
It means that if you watch a Bond movie before it, you can start this one immediately.
Yes.
All right. I got to say, right now, still my favorite, Thunderball.
Yeah, I don't know. Diamonds are forever and live and let die are looking good to me, too.
Well, you know what's going to look great to you? For your eyes only.
Yes, so now we've moved into that weird world of somewhat photograph, somewhat like painted over photographs. This one, this one's so iconic. I mean...
Yes.
It's Bond in a great shooting position, standing underneath... either the fourth perspective or giant legs of a crossbow lady.
The giant crossbow legs of a fourth perspective lady.
And I have to hand it to this. Like, there's probably, so far, nothing as iconic as the way this thing is shot. I mean, this is brilliant.
This poster, for some reason, more than any other poster, reminds me of walking into video stores.
Yeah. But I feel like this poster, is the first to do this idea, but I feel like I've seen it done like more photographically. Let me look it up. Because this poster looks a little more clunky than I remember.
Well, I mean, don't we dip back into that at some point? No, I'm thinking of the Living Daylights poster.
I guess.
But this one has it has a new Lotus, has a Citroen, has an Olympic decathlete. You got yourself underwater monster suit.
Also, I am looking it up, and it's clear that these exact same images exist as photos, so they did just kind of draw over them. But I think the photo versions work better than this illustrated version for some reason.
Well, I like the paint scheme on this helicopter. It's very 70s.
Yeah, it's nice.
I guess this is 80s, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, you got a seaplane, you got a boat, you got a helicopter, you got motorcycles. I like to count how many forms of transportation are involved in each James Bond poster. This one so far has 7 modes of transportation, and it's by far the winner.
Wow.
Very exciting. All right, speaking of modes of transportation, the Octopussy poster.
I love this one. If not only for the fact that James Bond's legs are 3 times as long as the rest of his body.
And look it, you got the Fabergé egg. We got the Walther with a silencer on it.
Yeah, now you should mention that Maude Adams is behind him, and of course she has 8 arms wrapped around him in some form. She's holding a martini, a dagger, the egg, silencer.
She's holding the silencer of a freshly fired gun. She'd be burning her fingertips off right
she's
now.
She's buttoning his coat, or unbuttoning it, presumably. Straightening his tie.
Well, she's buttoning it. She's getting him ready to go
out.
Or
she's removing it. She's about
to
remove
his bow tie. Well, then why is she straightening his tie also?
But she could be removing his tie.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I think if we know anything about these movies, she's removing the clothes. And the silencer. She's taking his silencer off. He's just shot someone. He's finished the work for the night.
Yeah.
And she's poured a martini and an egg. And she's holding the button. She's going to cut his jacket off with the dagger.
There's a lot happening here.
I love this poster.
And she has a wedding ring on.
Oh.
See that?
On just her sixth hand.
Just her sixth, her third, fourth her third left hand.
Fourth left hand. What does that say? Is that a promise ring? What is that?
Fourth left hand left. If you have a ring on your fourth left hand's ring finger, I believe that means that you're okay to sleep around, but you're committed to your circus.
If you're an Octopussy lady, can you get married 4 times?
Oh, maybe.
Wow. She could play 4 instruments.
It's remarkable. I mean, think about it, but only one harmonica. I want to talk about the use of the song title in the poster, James Bond's All Time High.
Yeah. I'm all for it. I mean, you know, I'm on record. I love that song.
Okay, this suffers for me because there's only 2 modes of transportation on here. 3 3 if you count swinging on a rope to kick a bad guy.
4 if you count shoes.
I'm not counting shoes.
Okay.
Rita Coolidge has her own little credit there. John Barry. This is terrific. Good poster. I would rank this up there. This is in the top 25% of posters.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's elegant. Like the movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
Still creased.
Now, you know, speaking of iconic images.
Here we go. Oh, yes.
This is Matt's heyday right here. This is A View to a Kill.
I'm just hearing this John Barry music at the moment when they're up on the Golden Gate Bridge. The perspective, the foreshortening in this. It's Bond in a tux holding Tracy up on the big steel arms of the Golden Gate Bridge while Max Zorin doesn't shoot an Uzi from the blimp, but holds it smoking like he's already shot.
I think he's just holding that out because it's out of ammunition.
What is Bond shooting at? Zorin's behind him.
Bond is actually shooting at the Golden Gate Bridge cable because he knows it will ricochet into Zorin's blimp.
Okay. But look at this slogan is interesting. I don't remember this. Has James Bond finally met his match? That's an interesting way to market this film.
I believe the match they were talking about was age. And the answer,
well, he certainly hasn't met
the answer
his match
is yes.
In a woman.
But you know what's interesting about this one is how different the San Francisco skyline is now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it's just there's been a boom up there. High rises galore.
Is that the Allstate building? What is that triangular building?
Isn't that the Bank of America building?
Is it?
I don't know. What's the triangular building in San Francisco? If you know, write into the podcast and don't tell us.
Yeah.
Just say, I know. I know what it is. but this, you know, this is a great poster.
Yeah.
Look at that. The perspective of it is amazing.
Yeah, it's incredible. Like the horizon, the way it's tilted.
How you don't own this poster, I don't know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I really, really have limited wall space here at the house, so I got to figure something out. Maybe like, you know what I need is one of those like rotating ones that's on a conveyor belt that just kind of changes every minute. Wouldn't that be great? A frame that just cycles through all the Bond posters.
Well, don't they have that kind of a thing? Don't they have the digital picture frame, quote unquote?
Yeah, I suppose, but I don't know. Somehow I want it to be an analog version or something like that. I don't know.
Like well,
from Q Branch from the 70s or something.
Q Branch from the 70s. All right. Matt, let's jump into a new Bond.
And this is where we make the two major transitions, okay? It goes from illustrated poster to photograph and no creases. It started rolling him. With Dalton, that was the first thing in his contract, Ryder. I don't do creases. I want rolled posters and I want photographs.
I don't do creases and I want to sleep with only one woman. What? All right.
Oh, Margo.
It's so boring here.
I need a real man.
This is the first poster that has a very special person on it. That's right. Barbara Broccoli.
Oh, is it?
She is credited below as an associate producer.
Who's this Tom Pevsner character?
I don't know, but he's dead to us. I'll tell you that much.
That's right. The slogan of this film is living on the edge. It's the only way he lives. You see Timothy Dalton through a gun barrel, kind of mid-background, and in the foreground is a sort of generic Bond woman in a white dress, and you can see through the dress.
I mean, I feel like you're missing out here not putting Miriam Diabo in the poster.
Yeah. It's sort of like insinuated that that's her because she's got blonde hair. But
or a cello case. You know,
right.
I mean, there's so much they could have done with this poster. I would love to see a new poster for this that is like a Mondo poster or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because of all the posters so far, this one tells you nothing about the movie.
Yeah, did they ever do? Oh, this is the one I remember. That's right. I remember this poster. I'm going to view the image here, and I'm going to send this to you, Matt, just so see if you can back my brain up on this.
Okay.
There we go. Sent that to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I do remember that.
Yeah. Again, though, the drawings are not great on that. And there is no cello case, which is a problem.
Yeah, you gotta have the cello case.
I just feel like it's the most memorable thing about the movie. Isn't it?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. It's hard to say.
Oh my God, there's so many great alternative posters for these movies.
Yeah, there's no shortage.
I love it. All right, Matt, let's head over.
Oh yeah, I remember this License to Kill. Boy, this one's interesting. Okay, you got Dalton shooting right at you. He's mid-poster, standing there with that wide stance. Yep. Behind him on one side is the fiery half-face of Robert Davi. And then in the center is a like inset photo of both the Bond girls who did a photo shoot together for some reason.
Yep.
And it just says 007. There's no slogan.
Yep.
It just says License to Kill. Very simple. I have to say Dalton's poster is by far, maybe the most disappointing.
Well, I think I don't know. They just feel like afterthoughts, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they're just put together like by some kind of soulless marketing person. These are, I'm sure they're very of the time, but they don't look good. Still no creases, though. He really stuck to his guns on that.
All right. We're moving into Matt's favorite Bond.
Uh-oh.
Oof. There we are at GoldenEye. You oofed it. Why did you oof it?
It just, we're really getting into early Photoshop days where instead of a like master craftsman artist putting together composition in a painting, someone's piecing together photographic elements in the same way, but they just, they don't look good. I feel like I can see all the Photoshop filters on this thing. And
no limits, no fears, no substitutions. GoldenEye.
What an interesting generic description. No limits, no fears, no substitutes.
The GoldenEye poster I have is actually different than this one. And it's a teaser poster.
That's right. They're all the teaser posters are often better than the real posters.
Yeah. I think it just, it's like it teases the fact that James Bond is back after a long hiatus.
Yeah, send it to me.
I don't know. I can't find it.
Okay.
I'm looking for it right now. I can't find it. Mine, I believe, also said Christmas on it. Ah. This is the one I had. This is have in the... Oh, I'm forbidden from sharing this link to you.
What?
Yeah. Sorry, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Here, I found it. It's okay. The one I have is Jess Pierce Brosnan's eye with the barrel of the gun, and it says, "There is no substitute. 007, Christmas 95.
And we've substituted James Bond with Pierce Brosnan.
Shh. Shh. No.
Well, that's a better poster, though. That's a way better poster.
Right. Totally.
Yeah. This official poster is very unremarkable.
Well, you know, speaking of things that are remarkable.
Uh-oh.
Let's take a look at the Tomorrow Never Dies poster.
It's a better poster, but boy, this one is the most symmetrical of any of them, and it feels like I'm looking through fly's eyes, you know, where you see multiple images of the same,
well,
things organized.
I think you're just looking at a bunch of TV monitors, because that's how Elliot Carver monitors his exclusive broadcast rights in China for 100 years.
I like the way they did the title with the 007 behind it and kind of different sizes.
I like how they said to Terry Hatcher, pretend you're cold.
I know.
And I like how, what is Elliot Carver holding?
I was just going to ask that. Is it his little tablet? Or it looks like a stick.
Oh, it could be his keyboard.
It is weird, though, that you can't really tell what that is.
And then the images you get behind it are them on a motorcycle, the jet, the BMW in the parking garage, him at Oxford. I believe that's Q.
Yeah, I think it's Q.
I don't know what that image is. Them on a boat, Stomper.
No, that's M.
Oh, that's M? Oh, my God. Are
but
you sure?
In your defense, it's hard to tell, but that is Judi Dench, yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't
It never occurred to me how much Stomper and Judi Dench actually look alike.
Guys, if you want to see what I'm looking at, just head to 007.com and just prepare to be amazed.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
All right. The Brosnan posters get worse before they get better, Matt.
Uh-oh. Oof.
This was the Y2K of all of James Bond movies.
It's just not a good time for Photoshop because it's just kind of figuring itself out, you know?
It's not a good time for movies.
Yeah, you said it, buddy.
I mean, it's look at this thing.
Yeah. Although, I think this is the best one yet in some
ways. Is he turned this way because his shoulder hurts in the movie?
In a way, it looks like his... So he's looking kind of towards camera over shoulder. He's a dark image with a white background. Renard's face is over his left shoulder, and then the girls take up the foreground, and then there's a little bit of an action explosion below.
Yes, a little bit of action.
I mean, if it seems like it's not being described well, It's not really laid out well.
Don't be hard on yourself. You described it perfectly.
Okay. Thank you.
There's nothing happening.
But if you squint, it looks like he's holding the gun with his right hand and he just has a little tiny curled up arm.
You know what? I think so far, I think Tomorrow Never Dies is my least favorite poster.
Yeah, it's not a great one.
World Is Not Enough is very close.
License to Kill is pretty bad, too.
Now, this is sort of... When did it transition into Ian Fleming's James Bond?
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
I'm going back, looking. I'm looking. All right. Matt, keep talking. I'm looking.
Okay. Well, while you're talking, I'm going to move on to the next poster, which is Die Another Day, which isn't of my taste, but it's definitely the best Brosnan poster. I think just conceptually, there's got some energy, there's some momentum. So you've just got Bond up in the right hand corner, pointing gun down to the left hand lower corner. Jinx is behind him doing the same thing, and there's like a whole blue motion line thing. There's a lot of energy in this one, a lot of like momentum. I think this one's, it's a good poster. I mean,
so Ian Fleming was credited as, the way they would do it early days was in Ian Fleming's Thunderball.
Mm.
Okay, so the first movie to actually have it say Ian Fleming's as Ian Fleming's James Bond is The Spy Who Loved Me.
Oh, okay, there you have it.
I know everyone wanted to know, and quite frankly, I just... This poster is so 2002, it upsets me.
It is, but it's effective. I think it's the best Brosnan poster.
Yes.
At least it's got some like originality and life or something.
They did the character posters. This was the first one I remember them doing the character posters for.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where they each had a poster. Huh. Zhao, Frost.
Oh, right.
Brosnan.
Yeah, let me look those up.
And Jinx had a poster, of course, as she does, you know, because she's Jinx.
Did Michael Madsen get one?
Oh, God. It probably just had an American flag in the background.
Oh, yeah, look at these. The Zhao one's pretty cool. I would look at that and go, why is the undead attacking Bond?
Yeah, I liked the Frost poster just because, I don't know. But
they suffer from some rough photoshopping here, too. Just, I don't know.
Man, these movies.
Yeah.
This movie particularly, I don't know. I can't even really accept its existence.
Don't worry, because it's about to get real good as we move to Casino Royale.
All right, here we are. This poster I have.
The main poster you got, Bond in a tuxedo. His tie is undone. His bow tie is undone. He's got his gun. He's walking. He's looking off camera. And behind him, on the steps of the Casino Royale, is Vesper Lynn looking at him very
confused?
Is she confused? Sort of suspiciously?
No, she's confused.
I would love just once, though.
Yeah.
Because you can tell these are pieced together after the fact. For them to have actually staged this shot and shot it on location would be an incredible poster. But there's no way any of these three elements, the background and the two people, were shot in the same place.
I am also not 100% convinced that the head on that belongs to the same body.
I think you're right. But do you remember the Casino Royale teaser poster? That one is great, where he's aiming the silencer gun at the camera. Let's see.
No, I don't remember that poster.
I'll send it to you. This was kind of like one of the first images. There's also the one where he's at the poker table and he has the gun down
on the table.
Yeah. Yeah, actually it was a publicity photo where he's pointing the gun. He has the longer hair. Do you remember
that? So it wasn't a poster, Matt. You made me think I was crazy.
I'm sorry.
I accept your apology. Thank you.
You're welcome. Oh, God. I'm looking at some of these.
You're getting the one wistful where for Casino Royale right now.
Me
That's
too.
What's happening.
We'll have to approach that soon. There's the one where there's four Daniel Craigs in a row, and I remember they had this on the side of a building in like Beverly Hills or West LA when this came out, and I would go to some building there for auditions or something regularly, and I would see that just giant tuxedo Daniel Craig's on the side of this building every time and go, What a great world we're living in.
The national nightmare is over. Pierce Brosnan has retired as James Bond.
Yeah. Where is that photo where he's pointing it at the camera? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No,
oh,
I
here
don't.
It is. Here it is. He's got...
I think
I
you're just.
Know.
I think. Are you talking about just a? You're talking about the first publicity still of him.
I think so. Yeah.
Where his hair is very blonde and very long.
Yeah, and it's kind of pulled back. Hold on.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about, and I know that that. You know.
He's also got kind of a little bit of stubble too.
Well, you know, it was a tough day.
Yeah. Oh, look at that though. That's good looking. Yeah. Now. If we haven't gotten to Quantum of Solace yet, but I remember loving the Quantum of Solace.
Well, you know, I have the teaser poster for that, which is different than this poster.
Yeah.
This poster, by the way, they're both, this appears to be the first time they're both photographed at the same time.
Yes.
The hotel is on fire behind them. They're in the desert. Now, the Quantum of Solace poster that I have is actually the shadow of Bond with the gun.
Yes, that one is great.
Over the concrete.
That's great. Now, talk for a minute because I need to find some photo in my old Instagram.
Oh, okay.
I did a collage. There were three or four films out at this time that did the exact same poster.
Did you really?
Yes, of like almost down to the same color scheme. One of them was Date Night, and I think one of them was Get Smart. And it's the guy and the girl walking in the same basic costume and clothing in the same scale. And it was just a very popular thing to do on the posters at that time.
I think posters aesthetically get to be the same every so often. I just sent you the teaser poster. But the Quantum of Solace poster, I think, is interesting in the sense of there are no, on the official poster on the website, there are no credits on the poster. And this is the first time we've seen a James Bond poster that has no credits. So you're not seeing Ian Fleming's James Bond listed. You're not seeing Barbara Broccoli's name or Albert R. Broccoli's Eon Productions. You're not seeing any of that. You're just seeing Quantum of Solace November 14th. With the 007 coming out of the O's and of Solace.
Very interesting.
Of course, Tom Ford's suit, really looking good. Well, that might be a Brioni. When did he switch to Tom Ford?
I don't know. That's why you're here.
Why would you know? That's just a dumb Matt Myra thing to know.
Okay, I found it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah. You're going to have to go deep into my Instagram if you want to find it. It's actually Chuck... Date Night and Quantum of Solace. So I'm sending you the link to this Instagram post. But look how they line up. I put all three of them together. They all have the same suit with no tie. The woman is wearing almost the exact same dress.
That's funny.
Yeah. I can really guarantee it's worth digging through my Instagram for that. I don't know about that.
Remember June 13th, 2014? Well, that's what Matt was doing that day.
I like this poster. It is real simple.
Yeah, it's very simple. It's very tasteful. It's about as good as you can get for a poster that has no script.
I also like that you see like Bond's looking ragged here. They're both of them. They look like they've been through hell. But that teaser for this photo, I gotta look that up. That's a good one.
The teaser for what?
The poster, the teaser poster for Quantum.
I sent it to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have it right there.
That's good. That's good. It's like the ending of Casino Royale.
Yeah. I mean, that's the beginning of the movie. It's fucking beautiful. I'm so glad they did that. And quite frankly, we're all very lucky to have that in our lives. And I want everyone to know that.
That's true.
All right, Matt, let's talk about this Skyfall poster, which is not the poster I have.
Yeah, I don't love this one. There's something about the look on Daniel Craig's face or lack of look. I don't know.
This one is him in the blue tuxedo holding his Walther with the skyline of England. Essentially what he stares at from the top of MI6 headquarters at the end of the movie. That's the background. And he's standing in front of the gun barrel scene. And this is the first time ever on a James Bond poster that the Facebook logo appears.
Oh, really?
Find us on Facebook/Skyfall Movie.
Mm. I like the Skyfall poster where he's lying down and shooting.
Yeah, that's the one I have in my office.
That one's great. It has a white background, right?
Yeah.
Let me see. So you listeners get to listen to us Google a lot during this episode. But
the biggest complaint we get, we know it's a problem, and we're sorry, everybody. I hope you enjoy yourselves. Have a pleasant holiday. I'll see you later.
The lying down and shooting one is awesome.
Oh, it's really great.
Good. The
it's
character great. Posters are pretty good for this one, too. Severins.
Yeah, I really... The IMAX poster is great. I just found it the other day. I have
the
it.
Long one where he's lying down, that one?
No. There's an IMAX poster where he is standing next to the Aston Martin. It's black and white. I have it in my closet.
Oh.
It's this one. I'll show you, Matt.
There's a Kincaid character poster.
Why wouldn't there be?
That's hilarious.
Emma. Thank God, great lady. She has.
There's also like a character lineup poster where all the characters are in a row. Silva looks great in his character poster because he's got that leather trench coat on and the turtleneck.
Anytime you can pull off a duster, it's a good time.
Yeah. M's got his hands in his pockets.
I'm going to send this poster to you, Matt. I really think you're going to like it. It's the IMAX poster for Skyfall, which is, of course, where we met.
We really should have done this episode as a live stream so we could have like put all of these things up as we were listening. Let's see here. Oh, yeah, that's nice. That's real nice.
The Aston Martin in the foreground.
Yeah. All right. Okay, so... as far as the official website goes, there is no Spectre poster, so we're going to have to Google that ourselves.
I choose to acknowledge that the Spectre poster is the poster with him dressed as though he's in Live and Let Die.
Yeah, and that was really the teaser poster, I think, wasn't it? Yeah, because that says coming soon, and the actual poster is him in the white kind of Goldfinger tux with the Day of the Dead disguise he wears in the beginning behind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a good poster. These are really, I really liked these posters. Yeah,
these are, again, promotional stills that they actually posed for.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there's also the teaser poster with the bullet hole Spectre octopus logo cracked in the glass.
Right. And you know, in the vein of Kincaid, I'm gonna send you over this sweet, sweet character poster.
A Keys character poster. That's funny.
Oh, how I ache for a Desmond Llewellyn version of that. where his hands take up most of the poster.
There's one of Moneypenny where she's just wearing a leather trench coat. I'd never seen that one.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll send you this picture just because it's delightful. It has nothing to do with anything. It's just Ian Fleming and Sean Connery.
Ooh, on the set of Dr. No. Wow.
Very cool.
Well, what's going to be your favorite poster of them all?
In a surprise to me, Thunderball has the best poster.
Wow. One of your least favorite movies. If not...
Yeah.
It's not your least favorite.
No. Diner of the Day is such a pile of garbage.
Let's see. Mine's between Thunderball and... Honor, Majesty, Secret Service. Oh, Diamonds Forever, Live and Let Die. Well, Thunderball's amazing. That may be it, but I think I may go Live and Let Die. I just love the way it's composed.
Oh, you like the tarot cards in the background.
Yeah, it just looks good. Although, ironically, that one's kind of symmetrical too, which throws away my theory. I don't know, but
you know
it's
what?
Just done well.
It's all personal feeling and just you go with your gut, Matt.
That's right. That's right. Well... we're glad that you real true tried fans, you know, if you made it this far with us, consider yourselves among
the elite.
Yeah, you really did it.
You've passed your 00. You've all now officially been licensed to kill.
Congratulations. Yeah.
Please don't think you're actually licensed to kill. Thank you. For legal reasons. Well, Matt, I feel like we've done God's work here.
That's right.
And I hope you all get on eBay and start buying up some posters.
Are you going to get that From Russia With Love poster?
No.
Okay.
It's just too much money. Once you get it, you got to frame it, and the framing is like crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah.
UV glass, linen backing, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Well,
everybody, we're going to take a week off, and then we'll return with Diamonds Are Forever. We hope you have had a wonderful Christmas or Hanukkah and a lovely new year.
Yeah. I hope you all got what you wanted, and I hope you all have used this as a way to get away from your families.
Unless you like your families.
No.
Who knows?
Too much time with them. I think put on a podcast, go for a nice walk outside, enjoy yourself. And come back and be all the more recharged to say hi to everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. And remember,
Happy
Christmas
New Year.
Comes only once a year.
That's right. That's right. God damn it. I can't believe that line exists. All right. James Bonding
will return.
And my podcast of James Bond. James Bond.
Hey, this is Arnie Niekamp from the improv fantasy podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern. I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical land of Foon, and I started a podcast. Season 3 has just begun with a brand new adventure to defeat the Dark Lord. If you're a new listener or you've fallen behind, Season 3 is a great jumping on point. And we've got great guests like Justin McElroy.
I sound like a fancy college professor. Eight nuts.
Rachel Bloom.
You want to see my collection of men corpses and one woman?
Felicia Day and Colton Dunn.
You've seen me have intercourse with a variety of species.
It's a bummer.
Andy Daly.
You have the members of Genesis listed, but Phil Collins is crossed out and then circled and crossed out again.
Yes, I have killed Phil Collins twice.
Thomas Middleditch.
Jesus! I mean, Jazos! Ruler of the Eighth Circle!
And that's just the beginning. Season 3 of Hello from the Magic Tavern is out now. Listen in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.